All righty, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We studied patience yesterday. Don't render evil for.
Probably should read me.
Huh?
Do a little short recap because.
Oh, that's right.
For the last 2 days.
We missed recordings for the last 2 days, so let's look at week. In verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. I think that we got everything down to weak. Weak is a word asthenes, which means infirm or impotent, sick. And we looked at a number of scriptures about it. Matthew 26:41. Let's go there. Matthew 26. This is when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the two went with him, and in verse 40, and he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, what was the temptation that he was rebuking them for entering into? Falling asleep. Sleep is a great escape. What, Gary?
Well, I just had so much wine, I was just thinking that's pretty hard to stay awake.
That's what we're going to. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
This was the night of Passover. This was now 2 or 3 in the morning. They had 3 cups of 10 ounces of wine. They went to this area to sing the Hallel, or sing the Psalms that were readings for that. And so it was human nature for them to fall asleep. We probably would have fallen asleep. But he says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So there's something about going into temptation, about giving in to sleep. That's probably the biggest thing, escape mechanism that people have, is sleep. Anybody know about that?
I was thinking about this friend of mine who, you know, started to get into a lot of weird charismatic stuff and went to some of these conferences and stuff all the time, like we talked about. And he got to the point where his life was just so goofed up, he would just sleep for like 18 hours at a time. And that's what was happening. It was like, I can't deal with this input.
Amen. Yeah. So that's one type of weakness. Let's go to Romans 5.
It's like Jesus saw that what was happening with the disciples was a metaphor for this whole picture of flesh and weakness and temptation.
OK, Okay, Romans 5. We have to start in verse 1 to make it sense. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the full love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And this is the place. For we, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. So in this case, he's talking about the whole human race being without strength, without their weak. And that's the state of all of us. Then Christ died for, or instead of, that ungodly place. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1.
Look, that's why we try to act like we're strong or we're right or we've got some place to stand. We're weak and we don't want to.
Amen. Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But to them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ the power of God, and Christ the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So again, the same weakness there. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen. You, yea, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and unto us righteousness, and unto us sanctification and redemption. Thus, according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So again, the whole tale of weakness. Weakness, again, it leads to being spiritually poor, paktos, the inability to complete something. Because as long as you have a way and a will, you won't find him. As long as you think you have a way and a will and some foreseen plan or objective, you won't find him or he won't find you. So it's in the weak things. God has chosen the weak things of the world, the base things. Amen? Let's go to chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 12, verse... I wish I could see. Well, we have to start in verse 22, verse 12, I mean. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also in Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall hear, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, wherewith the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, wherewith were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, into the body, as it hath pleased him. And if it were, and if they were all one member, where would be the body? God, I can't read. And now are they many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble, or again, weak, are necessary. And the members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon those we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. If one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. So again, we see chosen the weak or the feeble things. As long as we think we've got anything together, then the process of what we think of as sanctification is hindered. And eventually it becomes the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Amen? One more. 1 Peter, chapter 3. I thought I was just going to do a review of what happened.
I'm just thinking how the whole purpose of the world is to try and replace Christ, where it talked about he's our redemption, our sanctification, he's everything, and the world system is continually trying to supplant him in all the arenas.
I.e. our minds.
And, yeah, through this vehicle, and it's just a constant sucking action.
All right. Oh, this is likewise in verse 7. Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them, the wife, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of God, or the grace of life, that your prayers not be hindered. Again, we studied about the weaker vessel. The weaker vessel, again, it's the description of the vessel in the temple that carried the blood, and it was a V-shaped vessel, but it had no stand on it, so it always had to be carried in the arms of God symbolically, so that the blood would be in constant movement so it wouldn't gel. And so that's what the weaker vessel means. But in the body itself, there is neither male nor female, bond or free, Greek or Jew. So when we are together, this is description of what's happened when you're out in the world. Amen?
I missed that point.
What?
I don't understand what you just said. You talking about the vessel, blood?
The vessel, the wood here, what it says here for the...
Where is it? Okay.
Where did I go?
37.
Oh, yeah. Like, likewise, you husbands, dwell with the wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as the weaker vessel.
As a picture of what Christ, the way Christ cares for us, always in his arms.
Yeah, I just never heard you talk about that vessel and the blood they carried.
I talked about it the day before yesterday.
The vessel with the blood in it?
Yes.
Where was I?
That's the Christ.
You, somewhere else in your mind.
I've probably talked about it 100 times over the years. At least.
200.
No, I'm serious.
Seriously? About the vessel with blood and moving it so it doesn't coagulate?
Yeah, you can't set it down. The idea was there was no way to set it down, so it always had to be carried by the priest in the temple doing or whichever guy was assigned that.
Damn, this is
really? A lot of cool stuff.
I really don't remember hearing about that.
Well, that's because you weren't ready to hear it.
It's not.
But this is what part of the problem of what you have, the issues that you in the past had with your wife.
Now, how is that related?
Give honor to her as the weaker vessel.
Oh, I do that. She only seems strong.
No, the weaker, all this means is that the wife has to know. Again, we're talking about in body, there's neither male nor female. Not bond or free, Greek or Jew, young or old, black or white. But in life, the purpose of a marriage is to reveal the mystery, or it what it is or what it isn't, either way. So the whole idea of the wife as the weaker vessel means that she is the one that is carried by God in this mystery. So you can see that you, as a part of the body, or the wife, are always carried as the weaker vessel. But you have to see it to know it. But if you try to be domineering, which you will do if you have no faith, then you will turn the picture upside down. Everybody understand a little bit?
Yeah.
So the picture of the wife is the picture of the wife of Christ, the bride. You got it now?
Got it. Yeah, right. Thanks for going back.
That's probably why this stupid machine was busted.
So
you could get it.
I needed to get that one.
All right. Back to Thessalonians. The next, support the weak. Be patient. For all men.
All men?
All men.
Everyone?
All men. The people who are pissing me off.
Especially those. Remember, the word patient is a Greek word that means long of spirit. Now, this is a rough one. Because it'll always catch you. Like the promise of God is no sudden fear shall come upon you. I.e., you could walk and a rattlesnake is right there. You don't have any sudden fear. No sudden fear shall come upon you. Well, the same kind of thing here is patient. Be patient unto all men in all states of being. Means that something is going to happen that takes you unawares, so that it could be, some, you know, a common one we've talked about is somebody pulls out in front of you in traffic. The whole thing is endless. And part of being patient to all is that you will never see other men or women as utilitarian. Every relationship that you have is expressive in patience instead of utilitarian, in domineering.
Our impatience usually comes because we feel we have a right to something. You know, they need to do something, or we need to get somewhere.
They didn't treat you right. Everybody got that? Be patient unto all men. But I promise you, this will be tested today. The key is, that's where you, repentance. There's no such thing as you being right. When you're right, you've taken a stand. If you take a stand, you're off the mercy seat. I don't care whether it's about politics, or religion, or anything. The only stand we stand on is Jesus Christ. It's all and in all.
Traffic's a good example, though, because when you're obeying the law and someone else disobeys the law, you feel like you have the full force of the law behind you to be able to call them out.
Oh, you full
force of the law.
Full force. Can you say road rage? Dirty Harry Wade.
Dirty Wade.
And it's true that the country's going through this TARP program. Pete and I are going to have our own little TARP program this morning.
TARP program.
You guys need bail
now. Really, in the rain.
Yeah.
In the rain. That's true.
All right, well, that takes care of one day. One day of review. Huh?
We'll never catch up.
We're going in reverse.
We're going to be always be behind.
Oh, I forgot to mention there were three.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday school.
All right, take it, big guy.